If it rocks, it's 107.3 WAAF. I told you I would interrupt whatever song we were playing. I didn't mean to have to interrupt this one, but big rock star on the line. Big rock star. Got to make room. Tommy Lee, who was supposed to call a couple days ago, calling us now. Good way to kick off a Friday afternoon. Tommy, are you there?
There you go. What's up, man?
Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah.
All right. See, good. Excellent. Where are you where are you calling from today?
Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Oh, excellent. You guys are coming to town?
Yeah.
Coming back on Sunday up in Manchester at the Verizon Wireless Arena. And, of course, you did play at the WAAF Center a couple of months back. The tour continues. How are things on the road with Motley Crue in 2005?
It's killer, man. We're having a blast. Are you kidding me? Tearing it up, Motley style.
Are people talking more about the success of this tour or more about Tommy Lee, the media multimedia mogul now?
What's that?
I said, you hear about the deaf guy in Atlantic City?
Yeah, there you go.
Are you becoming a little bit more of the requested interviews now with the band? Have you sort of taken over sort of that media leadership role now, having done the book and the solo records and everything?
I'm just doing the normal amount of press I would do anytime I, you know, launch a record or tour. Or, you know, yeah, it's kind of the same deal.
At what point did you think you would have multiple Tommy Lee solo projects out there?
Yeah, I know. Right now, it's pretty crazy, huh? Like between Motley tour and the NBC show, a new solo record. Jesus,
Tommy, no disrespect.
Crazy.
No disrespect intended. Did you tap that blonde tutor chick at all?
Oh, I can. I can't tell you that.
Damn! I have to watch the show.
I'm going to leave that up to the viewer's imagination or the listener's imagination.
Oh, Tommy, you had to. She was full on, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 12 Betty right there.
She's definitely hot.
and then they C-blocked you with the Buffarilla that they sent to your room. How nice was that? Was that good?
I'm sorry, one more time?
I said they sent you that ugly chick in your room for the tutoring session, which, by the way, you pimped that room out, Rodney Dangerfield, back to school style.
Yeah, the not-so-hot tutor.
Did you learn your lesson?
She was kind of gnarly, wasn't she?
She was fugly.
Yeah.
She was not even
all hardcore and stuff. I was like, whoa, take it easy.
Yeah, she was well, I'm guessing, Tommy, the one thing that everybody likes to talk to you about, your physical endowment, she had no interest in whatsoever.
Yeah.
I
think she may have had one.
It's possible. Did you compare?
It's anything's possible, man.
So now you're on another solo Tommy Lee record, and is this with a different record company or the same record company? Because you remember the documentary back on MTV, you didn't seem all that, or VH1, excuse me, you didn't seem all that real pleased with the promotional aspects of your last record.
Yeah, I was on MCA Records, which is now gone.
Yeah.
So yeah, this record it's on my own label, so I'm just doing it by myself with a team that I've assembled, virtual record company, and it's killer because I actually get to know what the heck's going on.
Have you learned a lot since the last record and to this one about how the music industry works?
Yes, absolutely.
And did you think that when you first got into Motley Crue way back when, that you were just the drummer in the band, and now you've moved on to do other things? Are the other guys in the band, I know Nikki does some other things and stuff, but is everybody else much more business savvy than you guys were, say 10 years ago? Or do you care? Do you just have, now that you're in Crue, you have a whole group of people to take care of all that for you, right?
Nikki's done a solo project and tour, and Vince has done a couple, so I don't know, everybody's just kind of carrying on, doing what we always do, man.
And this is a tour coming to the Verizon Wireless Arena on Sunday as we welcome Motley Crue back to town. How has been the response around America? Like, what places has Crue always done well in, or which places are surprising you now?
Detroit is always a good one for us. Boston, Chicago, New York. God, that's pretty. I don't know of any place that we don't like. We pretty much have fun wherever we go, and we get a big old crowd and people going crazy. So I can't think of a place that sucks for us.
To be able to talk to Tommy Lee is always a good time, and now we have a chance to turn back the hands a couple of days. Finally, Comedy Central has shown, after promoting the hell out of the roast of your ex-wife and still close friend Pamela,
How crazy was that roast?
That was, I mean, who was the guy that went way over the line for you?
And you're not being
disrespectful to anybody and stuff. I mean, let's face it, we all watched it, and certain guys said certain things that made us all go, oh.
Like, wow, like, I can't believe, I'm sitting there thinking, how are they going to air this?
How much of it did they edit out?
You know what?
Most of Courtney, right?
There's a lot of stuff edited out, and somebody told me they're going to re-air a non-edited, non-bleeped version at like 1 in the morning or something like that.
Yeah, I think tomorrow night.
Is it? Yeah, I think Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday or Sunday, they're supposed to run
something
this
like that.
But
That's crazy, dude.
Are they going to show the whole... They're not going to show Courtney when she was throwing her junk out in front of the crowd and everything, are they?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, nobody needs to see that. You know what I mean? I mean, well, nobody hasn't seen that.
Yeah.
Who wrote your stuff? Did you write your own stuff, or did you have a writer that wrote your...
A couple of guys wrote that.
Because yeah, you...
I'm not a comedian, so I had to get a little help.
You got off one of the best lines of the night, which the Heather Locklear joke.
Oh, that was genius. When I read that, I was like, oh, you guys just killed it.
And you know Pamela took it well.
She is such a good sport. Can you believe that?
I just love the shirt.
And after a while, I was like, okay, guys, enough with the penis jokes. It's not my roast. It's Pamela's.
Well, I mean, let's face it. That's how a roast works. I mean, everybody that sits up there gets ragged on for a while. But
yeah, I guess that's true.
I'm stoked that Pam wore the shirt that she wore.
Not
that any of us haven't seen that before. But getting back to the question, who was the guy that went over the line?
I guess maybe Andy Dick.
Really? Oh, when he grabbed her?
Yeah, I guess that would be over the line.
Yeah. Because I know you still care about Pamela very much, and it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Is that something that made you uncomfortable?
We love each other very much, and we're basically stuck with each other. We have kids, and, you know...
Did you want to get up and punch him in the face?
I'm sorry?
Did you want to get up and punch Andy Dick?
No, because Andy's, you know, really, Andy's a puppy. Like, he's absolutely harmless.
You know who went over the line for me?
Who?
Jeffrey Ross.
Jeffrey Ross. He did get gnarly, didn't he?
The how does Kurt Cobain look better than Courtney Love joke was just like, oh.
Yeah, that was hardcore.
That was harsh.
So, hardcore, man.
And when you're doing these interviews now over the past couple of days, has that been what a lot of people want to talk to you about, is the roast?
Yeah, that and the TV show.
And you did the music for the TV show too, right? Or are they taking clips off the new album, the Tommy Land album?
Yeah, there's a song on my new record called Good Times. It's the theme song for the NBC show. It's a killer track.
Now, I know you pretty good over the past couple of years, and I know you are, and everybody will acknowledge this, you are one of the greatest rock drummers, you know, in the past couple of decades.
Thanks, bud.
And yeah, you know that. Nothing but love. But you know you looked completely out of your element with those marching band guys.
Those what guys?
The marching band guys. You looked like you were pissed. Whether you were doing that. They showed on the show.
The marching band. I was like, what are they talking about? Oh, yeah, well, you know what? It's like, it just totally threw me for a loop because I used to play those quad toms in high school.
Yeah.
And, also, you know, obvious, you know, and read drum music, sheet music. So, but I haven't done that since I was in high school, man. You know, when I play drums now, I don't, you know, when I'm playing live or recording, I don't read sheet music. So, the drum captain sticks a big fat envelope, notebook of sheet music down, and I just looked down at it, and I was like, oh, damn. So I had to school myself and kind of just refresh my memory with, the note values and time signatures and reading all the different, you know, notes on the staff and where they go, and it's crazy.
And you can...
I eventually ace it, though. I don't know how much of it they showed, but...
They've only showed...
I eventually get onto the Nebraska Drumline Marching Band, and we rock a halftime show. It's pretty cool.
How long were you filming the show? Did you actually do the whole year?
I was there for a semester, so I was there in a little over 3 months.
And did your roommate get to keep all your stuff, all the stuff that you set up in the room with? Or did just some corporate people come in and said, did your roommate get to keep all the stuff? Or
you know what? Some stuff, yeah.
No kidding. Because you outfitted that room nice with a couple of Les Pauls
yeah,
up in the wall.
Yeah,
it was pretty good. I mean, my college dorm room didn't look good like that at Framingham State. But then again, I also spent less time there than you did.
God.
Well, Tommy, I know you're busy. You got to do a whole bunch of interviews and stuff. Sunday over at the Verizon Wireless Arena, coming back to Manchester, New Hampshire. WAAF loves Motley Crue. You know that. We love you, too. And I want to play the new song off your solo record, because we just played some Crue a little while ago.
Right on, man. That'd be great.
And we'll do that. And I'm also going to play my Joe Corny Clown song again, because I know you got a laugh out of that when I played it for you a while back.
Awesome, man.
So we'll do that. And, Tommy, thank you so much for taking time out for us here.
No worries, bud. Good time. See you guys soon.
And see you, man. Be safe, all right?
We'll see you soon.
All right, man. Take care.
Bye, man.
All right, later. Tommy Lee, legendary rock drummer, cool guy, putting up with all of our crap here at WAAF. They're playing on Sunday, Motley Crue, up at the Verizon Wireless Arena. If there are tickets left, go get them.
Wanna wish me a happy birthday, but there's no cake.